Allah, please do below salawat for the speakers who came before me. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina wa rabbina wa habib qulubina wa shafi'i anfusina Abu al-Qasim Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
wa ala ahlu baytihi tayyibina tahirina ma'asumina sadiqin. Amma ba'd. Faqallahu ta'ala fil kitabi al-kareem. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغير ما بأنفسهم. صدق الله صدق الله العلي العظيم. For all the believers and our scholars that are here with us, Assalamu alaikum jamiyan wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's a few times where you have events that come together at the same time, and when they do come, everybody look at these events as something special. According to many in Islam, today was the day that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam announced his prophethood to the world. So I congratulate all of you on this announcement. And today we have come together to celebrate the life of Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini. Now, when you think about these two individuals and you think about the way that they changed the world, because make no mistakes about it, the both of them had impacted this world in such a way that whether we live now, 50 years from now, 1400 years from now, like we do from Rasulullah, or 1400 years from now at the death anniversary of Imam Khomeini, we would look back and we would say, these people changed everything. They brought God back to the minds and the hearts of the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something very beautiful in the Quran. He says that he has risen a messenger. He has given every nation a messenger, and he brought that messenger from amongst those people so that no one would have the ability to sit back and say, you didn't give us a message. Imam Khomeini was raised in Iran. He was a product of Iran. But what he had with him in Iran was the message of Islam. He took this message of Islam and he changed the world. As I look at my young brothers and sisters in here today, I say to them, you are a product of America. You have the same Islam that Ruhollah Khomeini have. How are you going to change this world? The onus and the responsibility has now to fall on you. The video mentioned that Imam Khomeini left Iran for 15 years. When he left Iran and he went to Iraq and he went to Turkey and he went to France and he went to all of these different places, while he was there, he did something very special. He began to talk to the people about Islam, and he gave them purified Islam. But while he was talking to these people about Islam, he would write letters to the students that were Iranian, that were all over the world, to tell them about their responsibility towards Islam. He wrote to the students here in America and told them that if you stand up against imperialism, that you can change the place where you are. He told the people in Europe, if you stand up against imperialism, you will change the place where you are, because the forces of East and West, and his motto was neither East nor West, but it is Islam. He said, these people, the communists and the capitalists, if they truly understood the power that you have as Muslims, they would be afraid of you. And they would be afraid of you because they know that Islam is the only thing that could destroy the both of these situations, both of these types of lifestyles. I'm reminded of the letter that he sent to Gorbachev. Now, some of you young kids, you wouldn't remember Mikhail Gorbachev. He became the president of Russia. And when he was the president of Russia, Russia went through a change. The old Soviet, the old socialist Soviet Union was beginning to be destroyed. The imam reached out and he said, you know, communism has no place for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is an atheist state. Today in America, what is America becoming? It is becoming an atheist state. If you don't believe me, let me give you a few examples, inshallah. You see, back in 1957, the United States government said, anytime that there's a new currency that's printed, if you find any dollars or coins from that time, it says, in God we trust. On the new dollar coin, there is no in God we trust. When you used to go to court, and the bailiff would sell you in. They say, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you, God. When you go to court now, they stop. They say, so help you. And they say to use the word God is optional. The United States Air Force, on their emblem, it used to say the word God. But they took the word God away. So when the imam sent this letter over to Gorbachev, he was talking about the fact that they were already atheists and they had removed God, but the Russians at the time was trying to put God back in. And he encouraged them to put God back in. Well, we here in America could send that same letter that he sent to Gorbachev and tell them, put God back in. Because what's happening in our society, the reason why we're in the situations that we're in today is because we have forgotten God. The reason why the Iranian Revolution had to happen was because those in Iran have forgotten God. They abandoned the ideology that we have to serve a master who created us. Imam Khomeini, although he lived in different places, his whole being, his intentions was to go back home and to reestablish the Islam that was there before. He comes from the land of Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam. And he wanted to bring the honor back to this great Imam. But the way that he did it was, he said that my politics, my life, my spirituality has to be shared in the place that I call home. And because he put his emphasis on the place that he called home, the revolution wasn't televised, but it was definitely recorded. Because he would send a cassette tape to one or two students. But within a week's time, within 2 weeks' time, that message that he had given to one or two students would have circulated throughout the whole country. Why? Because they said this message, this life-giving message that the imam has given to us, this message that we forgot about, is now here with us, and when they heard it, it began the revolution. And who really began that revolution? Who were the catalysts behind the revolution? All of you young men and women. Like Sheikh Ali said, you cannot kill the optimism of your child because you feel like you've been defeated. Because your children will be able to go further than you have if you continue to encourage them. I compare the life of Imam Khomeini in one aspect to the life of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The both of them were exiled from their homes. Did that deter them from the mission that was given to them? No way. While they went away from home, they strengthened their resolve to go back home to establish the Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted to all of us. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went back to Mecca, he went back victorious. He didn't even have to pull a sword, because it was this beautiful life-giving message of Islam that when people held on to it, it changed them from being his enemies to being those who would love him and accept Islam. Now, we know that didn't translate to all of them, but it translated to enough of them to where there didn't have to be an armed conflict for this thing to come into fruition. Imam Khomeini, when he returned back to Iran, when he returned back home, after a little while, he came back and he was also victorious. He was able to establish what people were talking about since the time of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, and that is some semblance of a true Islamic government. And the most beautiful part about him establishing this government was, he said, "I will not make myself more important to this situation than I actually am." He did not call the people to worship him. He did not call the people to follow him as a leader, except for in one area. He said that "I am establishing this government, and the president and the supreme leader of this government is only here as a placeholder, because the real leader of this country is Imam Sahib Asri wa Zaman, ajallahu ta'ala farajuhu sharif." So today, brothers and sisters, we don't have to be in Iran. We don't have to be in Iraq. We don't have to be in Pakistan. We don't have to be in Africa. We could be right here in our homeland, right here, the place where we settled in, right here where we're raising our children, and we can make the same type of changes that were brought about by Imam Khomeini, because the message that he had was only the message of Rasulullah. He didn't come up with nothing new.
That's big.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The Imam, and I close with this statement. The Imam, he also followed the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Prophet had gained control of Medina, and it became a powerhouse, and Islam was established, the first thing he did was, he sent out his envoys with letters to all the world leaders to invite them to the path of Islam. Imam Khomeini, he did the same thing. He told the people to come towards Islam, those leaders. His motto was, "The power is in the people. We are the people. If we explain Islam to the people here, if we take the time to make sure that our children know what Islam is, to make sure that our neighbors know what Islam is, to make sure that whenever something goes wrong, that we don't wait for the news to tell people about Islam, but we are the ones who do it, we will have the same results that Imam Khomeini did." And I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the Imam, because he gave us the courage to stand up. We have a few people against us, but Iran had the whole world against them. And he said, neither east nor west, that we are going to only follow Islam. So I thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to address you. If there was anything that was wrong in the speech, it was on me. If there was anything beneficial from the speech, it only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shukran jazeela. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.